T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Here they are, the top 5 things you need to know for today, brought to you by Bank ESB. Well, we're going to start off with number 5. This is kind of a cool thing. A woman won $100,000. We're going to talk about that here in just a second and how she won it. But first, best job ever. Michelob Ultra is looking to hire a chief exploration officer. They're paying their new CEO $50,000 to explore America's national parks. And the CEO says you can bring one human along with you, or a dog with you. But you're going to be traveling in a CEO's camper van, including its own bathroom and shower. And basically, they're even paying for gas money for 6 months. So wow. This is a fantastic gig. I love this. So you can apply.
Awesome.
Yeah, Michelob Ultra. So I'll be showing up at his doorstep later on today. You know, just to see
Michelob's
if we can
doorstep.
Make things
happen.
Hi, Mr.
happen. Michelob.
Yeah. Mick, we call him.
Number 4 thing you need to know is giving you a reason to leave the house today in Springfield. There may not be a biggie fair this year, but Springfield residents are going to still get a chance to celebrate the city of home. Springfield Police spokesperson Ryan Walsh said they're going to have a Springfield Day traveling parade.
Uh-huh.
It's going to be held on Sunday, so you'll want to get out today and put your lawn chair to save your spot. Isn't that what you usually do for parades?
Yes.
That's what they usually do in Holyoke, the weekend, you know, of the parade. You put your chair down on Friday.
And put barriers around it, give it like 6 feet radius.
Yes. Now, the parade's going to start at noon at Forest Park, and they give you the whole list if you want to support the parade route. It's kind of funny because it says, like, it'll go start at Forest Park, take a right on Sumner Ave, take a left on Perkins Street, take a left on Allen Street, take a right on Plumtree Road.
Okay.
And the list goes on and on and
sounds
on
like
and
a GPS.
On.
We get it.
Does.
We're going to have to create a song so school kids can remember all this.
Remember it? Yeah, there's like 30 streets it's going down. So I'm sure it'll be lots of fun.
Wow.
Yeah.
Number
cool.
3 on the list, a woman won a $100,000 lottery jackpot while she was stranded with a flat tire. Her name is Tamara, and she's from Fayetteville, North Carolina. She won a $100,000 lottery jackpot while stranded with a flat tire. Apparently, one of her friends stopped by, and, well, then she learned the news by her phone that she won the jackpot of $100,000. So it was kind of a nice thing. At least she had a break to check her phone, right, and win $100,000.
Oh, yeah, didn't have to drive.
Then you buy the AAA membership, like, last second, say, hey, I know I just bought it, but can you come help me? I'm trying to save $100,000 here. I don't want to spend any just yet.
All right, number 4 thing you need to know is... Lego, getting rid of plastic bags. Isn't this great? So the next time you buy your kids some Legos, they may look a lot different. And the toy maker just announced they're going to replace those with paper ones. And the switch will start next year. So they hope to have the plastic bags phased out in the next 5 years. Now, here's the cool part. Lego said they made the decision after kids wrote to them.
Oh,
asking
wow.
for the change, that they've been
good.
Looking for ways to cut down on their plastics for a while. And the kids' letter inspired them to move forward. So kudos, kids, for making it happen.
What?
And it's so much easier to rip open a paper bag.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, why not make a, you know, just a bag out of Legos? That would be cool.
A Lego bag.
A Lego bag, yeah. You take it home, you can make
an
airplane.
Your pieces.
Huh? Yeah.
Yeah, I like that. And the most important thing you possibly ever need to know today is if you want to feel super strong and powerful when you're opening a bottle, you can do that with these bottle openers. There is the Mjolnir,
really?
Which is...
It's funny.
What?
No, I'm just saying you feel...
Thor's?
A bottle opener is kind of makes it easy, but go ahead.
You can feel stronger.
Uh-huh.
The Mjolnir is the hammer that Thor uses that is shaped into a bottle opener. Also, the Infinity Gauntlet from the Avengers movies, that is also now shaped into a bottle opener. So you can get one or the other. They're about $10 each. You feel strong.
I think it's cheaper just to get that can opener that you use with your hands, you know, and it's got that little thing on the side where you can pop stuff open.
Isn't that what teeth are for?
Cheaper, yeah.
No.
Well, it depends on how much.
They're not for opening a bottle.
Just it depends on how bad you need it, I guess.
Oh my goodness.
You need a drink.
Oh. Well, get a little tiny hammer. I've got one for you here for $10.
I'm sure you do. All right, let's wrap this up. We're going to have another top five list coming up next hour with the Kellogg Crew on 94.7 WMAS. I came to Mayas. Here we go. The top five things you need to know for this hour, brought to you by Bank ESB. Okay, we start off with number five this morning. Well, drink water even if you're not thirsty in the morning. According to some nutritionists, the first thing you should be drinking in the morning is a cup of water, maybe a few cups of water. Now, even if you're not thirsty, because they say it starts off your day in a great, great way, before you have that coffee, which isn't bad for you, but they say you got to sneak in some cups of water and it'll help you start that trend throughout the day, too, to drink more water and get your 1,084 ounces. Seems like a lot.
Wait, what?
1,084.
I don't know. It's a large number. Maybe 64 ounces.
Goodness.
All right. So what's up next, Dina?
All right. Well, a new wedding expert has released her list of things that you should not invest in for a big budget on your wedding day because they're just not worth it. Personalized party favors because your guests won't remember them.
Mm-hmm.
Multi-part invitations or fancy envelopes. Most of that stuff just gets thrown out.
Mm-hmm.
Printed programs, trendy dessert stations. Again, big costs for little payoff. The champagne toast. Just let them toast you with your own drink. And photo booths. She says put more money into a good wedding photographer. But I don't know. I disagree on that one. I kind of like the photo booths because
I think they give your guests
good memories. I still have one on my fridge from 7 years ago from a friend's wedding.
That's
I like the close friends when I get the little thing that I get to take home. I thought people took those.
Mm.
Yeah.
And usually,
not everybody.
If you're lucky, they'll let you take the centerpiece.
Oh, my God. Yeah, that's cool, too.
All right. Number three on the list, Lopez. I think you should get into the running for this because you love nature. Why not hug for a really long time? There's a woman
hugging trees
in Chattanooga, Tennessee, who will soon start the longest tree hug. At least she hopes to and break the record. She's starting this at 8 o'clock tomorrow. She'll start hugging the tree, and then she needs to embrace the tree for 8 hours to break the record. So it doesn't sound like a lot unless there's like ants or something coming down. Then I'd be less likely. Hopefully it's a clean tree. You know?
Yeah, the squirrels start coming at you.
Yeah, and of course you can
raise the tree.
You can probably check all the coverage on TreeSBN.
The weirdest squirrel I've ever seen.
Huh?
TreeSBN.
TreeSBN.
That's
pretty funny.
I'm waiting 30 seconds for that joke.
That was good.
All right, number two thing you need to know. A couple in East Longmeadow is making, I almost said national news, but world news for their mishap during their gender reveal. Oh. This couple from East Longmeadow was supposed to be shooting off cannons to show what gender their newborn baby was to be. And they both shot them in the wrong direction. And so the dads hit him right where it counts.
Wow.
And let's just say this might be the last baby they have after this little mishap. But everybody
is okay.
Please
stop with gender reveals like this.
Yeah.
Well, or always wear an athletic cup. Either one.
I'd really like to suggest we go back to the days of the baked cake where you cut it open and either the blue M&Ms come out or the pink ones.
Mm-hmm.
Gender reveals can be safe. You just have to pick the right one.
All right. Good tip
and
this morning.
The most important thing you possibly ever need to know today is if you need some new shoes, Adidas is really doing some great stuff with Star Wars. I think Kellogg talked about the Princess Leia one before. Well, there's some more coming out. Thank you. There is a Yoda one coming out, which looks like a more athletic sneaker. It's kind of speckled with green and gray and white. It looks, it's an okay one. It's got Yoda on the tongue, and it's got a little lightsaber coming up the back. So that one that came out yesterday for $180, but the one that stands out from Adidas is the Chewbacca ones that are all fuzzy. They are high tops that are fuzzy.
Oh my gosh.
A little band going across the top. So you can get those on October 21st for $155.
That is so funny. Dogs are going to be chasing you around thinking they're little dogs to play with.
I know. It is interestingly fuzzy.
All right. Well, those are the top five things. I guess almost need to know today. It's the Kellogg Crew. By the way, you can check out all the episodes of all the top five things you need to know every weekday after the show at 947wmas.com or, of course, on radio.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.